Glory to Jesus Christ. Well, I was at high school at the time as a teenager. So, one day I was looking for a priest because I wanted him to hear my confession. Because high school was a little bit far from my native place, so I couldn't use my spiritual father. And I thought, well, if I go to a church, I can find a priest who can hear my confession. And I found one, older one. He was on his retirement, but he was served in a church as a confessor. And I told him, you know, can you hear my confession? And he said, why? I said, well, because, you know, it's my habit to and custom to come at least one per month for confession, and now I don't have opportunity to go to my spiritual father. So can you hear my confession? And he said, why? I said, well, it's because this is priest, you know. I thought, well, it's older a little bit. I said, you know why? Because I have sins, I broke commandments, you know. And he said, why? It was annoying a little bit. I said, you know, I didn't keep commandments, you know, so I need confession. And he said, I'm not going to hear this confession because of that reason. I said, what kind of reason I am supposed to give you? And I was upset at that time as a young teenager, you know, and to act with this old, strange priest. I said, well, I come later and maybe another priest will be here. But he stopped me and he said, try to ask correctly. And I realized that he is not stupid, that he wants to bring me somewhere. I started to think that I couldn't come with another answer. I said, well, what can be the best reason to come for confession if I didn't keep God's commandments, you know, a lot of, and I want to forgiveness from God? What is the better explanation? And then he helped me, and it was something what somehow I keep in my soul until now. It's many years. He said, the correct answer is that you don't want to have the sacrament of reconciliation because you didn't keep commandments. The correct answer is that I need confession, I need to reconcile with Christ because I didn't love him. At the moment I realized this difference. You know, I realized this difference. And he helped me a little bit more. He said, look, it is like, and he said story about a mother who told him that, oh, father, my daughter, she loves me. And his answer was, of course, it's your daughter, so she loves you. And that mother, the lady said, no, she really loves me. And that priest continues, so I asked her, how do you know that? What do you mean by that? And she explained, she said, one evening we had argument. We discussed one thing, and it was a little bit stronger arguments on both sides. But well, we left like nothing. I forgot immediately when she left that something happened, that we said a little bit tough words to each other. But then the mother, she said, but then before midnight, she gave me a call and she said, mother, please forgive me. And she said, for what? What I said to you, I cannot sleep because of that. Please forgive me. And that priest told me, can you see what does it mean to love? If you come for confession because you have these rules in your head, if you have these commands in your head and you know, oh, I broke this, but you even didn't feel sorry for that, you know, so you come, but you're not entering into God's love. We are coming because we know that we didn't please God. The moment when we did something, when we thought about differently, or we said something that is not according with God's will, those are moments in which we don't love God. And those moments should shake us, to touch our soul so much that we would be not able to sleep, and before midnight we would call to God and say, oh my Lord, forgive me, because I didn't love you in this moment. After this explanation, I realized that I was lucky, because that this priest changed from this annoying old priest to very wise priest who helped me to understand something what I didn't understand before. Why I'm saying this today, when we are here with these Busilgulos and we celebrate this entrance to Christ's entrance to Jerusalem, what this confession has to do with that? It's because it's not about confession, it is about what kind of settings we have in our heart. My settings were okay, I would say correct, because I knew I break law, I need confession because I need forgiveness. Really lawyer's mind. But if you change, you go away from the law and you come to understanding that we are dealing with person, with our Lord Jesus Christ. And those commands just shows us if we love him or not love him. If we know that we can hurt him by reacting, and it is really to hurt a person. So it changes. And in this gospel we just heard was, we could see there, Mary. She loved Jesus Christ. And she loved him, and she did what she did. She wasted this perfume which was so expensive because she wanted to show love. She didn't care how much she's going to spend. It was a lot of money, a lot of value in this perfume. She did it because she loved him. Judas was there. He was with Christ 3 years. And he was not happy with that. But he was right. His suggestion that those money could feed many poor people was correct. But what we can feel, that he didn't understand what Mary did. He didn't understand that she did it from love, and it is because he did not love Christ. He was with him, but he didn't love him. Then we see other people who came because of curiosity, because they heard that Jesus raised Lazarus from the tomb. They came to, and they wanted to see Christ. Did they love him? No. They wanted attraction. They came because we said, well, maybe he will do some kind of trick and it'll be experience. Maybe he's going to take over the throne. Maybe he will be the new ruler, and it's always to be good around this new king, because maybe I will be lucky and maybe I will get a good place if he sees me around him. This is why they came to welcome him when he entered Jerusalem. did they? They were with him. They were around him. They were praising him. They were shouting and they were celebrating him. Did they love him? No. No. They loved themselves. And this is the reason why after not only a few days, in a few hours, they changed their mind and they started to cry, crucify him. This Sunday is about this changing of our mind. This changing because, yes, from practical reasons, we are taught through catechism, you should do this, you should do this, 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 this. Set of rules. What is good, what is great, because they help us how to live. But if we limitate this set of rules for our life with Christ, we are wrong. Because the only condition for us in relationship with God is if we love him or not. If we love him or not. If we love him or not. And this is the reason, you know, that some people, they really ran for confession many times because they cannot bear this feeling that they did something what hurt Christ and they want to reconcile with him, with this person, with our Savior. This is the reason, not because I broke the law, because I made him sad and I cannot sleep because I need to fix it at first because I cannot live without him. And this is important because if we don't do this, if we don't grow this love in our heart, then yes, we will come. We will wave with pastor wheels. We will put them behind the icons. We will carry them. We will be happy. But when test comes, we will say, crucify him, I don't care. If our heart is not tuned to love. Sunday, Palm Sunday, gives us this foretaste of resurrection already. But Palm Sunday stands in the front of Holy Week when his passion starts. And let's try to use this Holy Week, which is in front of us, to asking our hearts, do I love God? Do I love Christ? Do I try to please him every day? And if we ask these questions and we ask for help, when we ask him, oh, my heart is like rock many times. Many times I cannot remember you. Please give me grace to love you more. And if we spend this week in begging for this gift, he will give us this gift. He will touch our hearts. We'll be able, step by step, love him more. And this is heaven. This is eternal life. Many times we say, yes, I want to go to heaven, but what is heaven? Heaven is life in Christ through our love to him. If we don't love him here, there will be no heaven. If we don't love him, if we don't try to love him, if we want to come to this close relationship with him, we can have thousands of speakers at our funeral and they can tell how wonderful we are. We will be out. Because everything depends on this love, which unites us with Christ. But try to use this Holy Week for starting to love him more. Amen.